I keep a sort of a watchful eye on social media and catch the odd game here and there. But you know, when you retire, you sort of have to reinvent yourself, and rugby is not a transferable skill. So you know, you can't take, you know, a game plan, a rugby game plan, or tackle shields into the office. It doesn't work. But you know, you sort of have to go off in a different direction, unless you stay in rugby.
Yeah.
But I didn't choose to.
There was a lot made this week as kind of, although I know you said you're not massively into sort of keeping an eye on rugby, a lot made of Eddie Jones's England camp, which I'm sure you will have seen, and doing a bit of judo and the intensity of it. What, as a former, obviously, international, what did you make of that? Do you think it's a good thing that, you know, he's got the guys together for 2 or 3 days and he's beasted them by the sounds of it? Is that kind of a fan? Do you think that works?
I am a fan of it, but I can't imagine for 1 minute that you know, Eddie's gone in there and said that we're just going to literally beat each other up for 3 days. You know, he's would be a bit more constructive with that, and I would imagine it was, you know, breaking down, you know, what judo does, you know, why they're doing it, this is the action that you would need, you know, tailor it to how you want to, and then, you know, you've got super fit guys then, you know, who are incredibly strong, you know, doing these, you know, doing these moves, you know, it's an extra string to your bow as a player. You know, we did wrestling, you know, grappling and pommeling to improve, you know, sort of, you know, ripping the ball out of other guys' hands, you know, your grip, you know, sort of getting back on your feet a lot quicker, you know, using your body to sort of, you know, push off theirs and keeping them on the ground while, you know, you get, you know, 5 meter head start, etc. But you know, these are more skill sets for your armoury, you know, and that's what he's trying to create and trying to do with this England squad, get them prepared to come up against the best players, best teams in the world. And you know, they're building towards the next World Cup, and their time is limited, so it's getting them up to speed. It's getting them up to speed quickly, which he's done very well. He's led from the front, he's pulled him in the right direction, and which you want as an England manager. They know where they want to head, and you know, which I think that he's doing the right thing. He's giving him a skill set, and rugby's a contact sport. They're going to get injured there or out on the pitch, you know. So he's seen this heavy criticism, and the clubs, you know, are obviously going to have a moan, which is, you know, have every right to. But also, the shoe's on the other foot sometimes, where, you know, the international coaches are obviously going to have a moment. The clubs might have fielded an international player that could be slightly injured and gets injured for a long term. You know, so it's sometimes, you know, it's a bit of a knife edge, and the player gets caught in the middle of it.
In terms of watching this England, do you think they are the best kind of group and together since the guys from 03? Obviously, you know, whitewashing Australia, they had an excellent Six Nations. It seems to be coming together at the moment.
Look, I think, well, let's be honest. It's been amazing to bounce back from an appalling World Cup and to win the Grand Slam and have a good summer tour. But you know, I know for certain they're not getting carried away with it. And I know for certain that, you know, Eddie and his team won't let them. The last thing that they need is to peek in between the World Cup and turn up at the next World Cup, you know, crashed and burnt. So you know, it's a long game, you know, for them. He'll be, you know, trying other players out, etc. But as for talented as a group, they are very, very talented, but doesn't necessarily they're going to be a world-class side. You know, hopefully they'll build to that and you know, and learn. You know, look at the 03 side, you know, you look at the players that are most experienced have had a lot of heartache in defeats in big games. So when they had that mixture of the young guys then, which was like me, your Bolshaws, your Tindalls, your Jason Robinsons, who just come into the side then, you know, mixed with that. You know, even like Johnny Wilkinson, he'd been around, but he was still very young. And mix that with the experience, it gave us a great balance of, you know, power runners, as Clive Woodward would say, that could run around or over people. And we had a good balance. And I think that England, you know, have the players, you know, have the talent. It just needs to, you know, be pointed in the right direction and sort of used properly, which is hopefully what Eddie would do.
I know you kind of when you retired, you were sort of happy in retirement and glad to walk away from the game. Do you still get a rugby itch when the autumn internationals come around, the Six Nations come around? Do you get sort of, you know, I want to put the boots back on and throw a ball around? Or are you sort of completely happy that you've left the game now?
Completely happy. Do you know what? I had an amazing time playing rugby and it gave me a great life. I would say that rugby educated me, you know, being on that amateur professional cusp, that a lot of the players that that were actually in professional sport were taking a sabbatical from work, were very educated people, and I owe a lot to it. You know, I had a lot of good role models, you know, when I played, that guided me, especially when I lost my dad. You know, when he was, you know, murdered, it was, you know, I'd obviously gone off the rails, and it's the likes of, you know, obviously Matt Dawson, Clive Woodward, Wayne Smith, you know, these coaches, and my friend Steve Thompson, you know, who were amazing around that, and I had players around me in the England squad and club side that, you know, were amazingly supportive, even though I wasn't playing that well at that time. So, you know, I had somewhere to channel my aggression and anger, and you know, I say rugby's been sort of educated, it's been my saviour, it's been everything for me. I owe a lot to rugby and the people that I've met in that time, but I'm happy to be post rugby now.